Obesity, 30 years of Tory and Labour failure. John Malcolm, Teesside Socialist Party. Since 1992, there have been 14 strategies to tackle obesity by Tory and Labour governments. Or have failed. 26% of adults and 34% of secondary school children are now classed as overweight or obese. And there is a stark contrast in the most deprived areas compared to the most affluent. Between April 2019 and March 2020, there were over a million hospital admissions linked to obesity. But Public Health England research revealed that a high proportion of individuals seek a solution to managing their weight. So why does obesity remain so high? Spending cuts. Capitalist politicians have failed to address the underlying causes of obesity and put the emphasis on personal responsibility rather than prevention. Public health spending has been drastically cut. Since 2015, public health grants given to local councils are 26% lower. Under austerity, poverty has increased. Those in deprived areas suffer from a lack of decent housing, low wages, poor diets, and reduced access to sports facilities, worsened by council cuts. In some areas, life expectancy has fallen, and discrepancies in health and well-being have grown compared to more affluent areas. Many families have little choice regarding what food they buy and eat. Those on low wages or benefits do not have access to shops selling fresh food. You pay more if you can't access supermarkets and instead rely on local shops. Public transport has also been cut, and families on benefits are less likely to own a car. Fast food outlets are likely to be close by, and the food industry heavily promotes this through advertising. Inflation on food items has reached more than 19%. The major food producers and distributors should be nationalized and democratically run as part of an overall plan of production to enable people to eat healthily at affordable prices. But recent news has focused on quick fix solutions to obesity, such as a slimming jab. Novo Nordisk, the firm which produces the jab, spent millions on a PR campaign before it was approved by UK health regulator NICE. Privatization. Novo Nordisk is now paying the salaries of staff on NHS obesity teams and redesigning NHS obesity services. The firm has financial links to the co-chair of an NHS weight management advisory group and paid her almost £50,000 in lecture, consulting and other fees in just 2 years. Obesity is a complex problem, and solving obesity means tackling the underlying causes, such as poverty and inequality. The capitalist governments give in to the food industry lobby and the pharmaceutical giants, seeking to profit from obesity and other health problems. That's why we need a socialist alternative.